Welcome to the Bidwell Presbyterian Church Podcast. The church is located next to California State University, Chico. For updates on services, congregational care, and community outreach, please visit our website at bidwellpres.org. The following sermon, Serve Chico, was given by Pastor Henry Hansen on Sunday, May 1st, 2022. May you experience God's grace and joy on the journey.
Well, friends, we're going to hear a few verses from the Word of God. This is from John chapter 20. I'll be reading the 19th through the 21st verse. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Why don't we pause for a word of prayer? Ever-present God, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of this day. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We're grateful for the mercy of this church, this place where we can gather, where we can congregate, where we can be encouraged in our faith and commissioned for service. And we ask your blessing upon us now as we encounter your word for even a few brief moments, that we would be inspired by the power of your Spirit and equipped to be your glad and faithful people in this world. In Jesus' powerful name, amen. Well, you may have heard the story before about a football coach who had two quarterbacks, where the first team quarterback was a naturally gifted leader, and the second string quarterback was less adept at being focused and calling plays. He was athletic enough, but as a quarterback, he just didn't have the street smarts to call the right plays at the right time. One evening, as the championship game was being played, it was tied, and the home team had the ball. And the clock was ticking. A player from the opposing team broke through the line of scrimmage, and then he slammed the star quarterback to the ground, and he was hit with such force that the quarterback, who of course was the signal caller, had to leave the game. Time was running out, and the coach had no choice but to replace the old quarterback with the second string. The quarterback then trotted onto the field, he huddled the team, and strove up the line of scrimmage. And then as he surveyed the opposing team, he did something that shocked his teammates. He changed the play at the line. And when the ball was snapped, the quarterback then led the team to score the game-winning drive. The whole crowd was breathless and couldn't believe what they saw. Right afterwards, the coach grabbed his second team quarterback by the shoulder pads and said, "That was great. How did you know to call that play?" And the boy replied, "Well, coach, you know, it wasn't easy. I got up to the line and I looked across at these two biggest players I'd ever seen. I saw their numbers. One of them was wearing a 6. The other one was wearing a 7. So I just added up them numbers together and got 14. And then I called played number 14. The coach hesitated a moment and added up this, and he said, "Well, 6 and 7 make 13. The boy thought about it for a moment. He said, "You know what, coach? If I was as smart as you, we'd have lost the game." Yeah. You know, there may be something in there about the disciples as well. The disciples constantly were not getting the math right of what Jesus was communicating to them about executing the right plays on the field. But nonetheless, they were given instructions and they were commissioned to active service in the world. Today is Serve Chico, and we are given the privilege and opportunity, being commissioned by the signal caller, our Lord Jesus Christ, to serve God in meaningful ways. We are called to active service, no matter what project we are participating in. And we are encouraged to do so with love and with joy, in that we know personally the signal caller, and he has given us access to his playbook, with specific instructions. And you know, the disciples here in this scripture passage, they were part of what you may call a huddle, if you will. It was more like a PTS support group than anything else at the moment. They had heard about Jesus being alive. They had even encountered him in some circumstances. He had died, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave. And so now they are in a room. They are huddled together. They aren't exactly sure what to do. They have some post-traumatic stress, and they're trying to figure it all out. So now Jesus shows up. He offers them a greeting. He says, "Peace be with you." And then he says, "Okay, as the signal caller, I am here as your coach, even if you will, to offer you a few plays that we are going to execute together in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit." And he gives them very specific instructions. And he says, "In the manner in which the Father sent me, so I am sending you." And friends, there are a few different things we can learn from this scripture passage today that I think are useful for our intents and purposes of Serve Chico, and also just in general for our sense of calling by God. And the first one is this: in that, in this new league that our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, has orchestrated, in this new league, there is no such thing as bench warmers. There are no bench warmers. We are all called into active service in the world. That's true no less today than it is in our day-to-day lives. God has given us a job to do. Today, if you are participating in Serve Chico, you have been given a specific task. You are called to fulfill that specific task, to do it with joy and love and gratitude in your heart, as we have the privilege and opportunity to serve our God in specific ways. And this is no less true in our day-to-day lives. Whatever our calling may be, whatever season of life you are in, there are no bench warmers. We are all invited to be on the game field, on the playing field, on the mission field of life to serve God in meaningful ways. So that's first. Secondly, we have been given access to the playbook through Holy Scripture, the instructions there, remembering above all things the primary commandments to love God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love neighbor as ourself. And we are given access to the play caller, who is the playbook himself as well, Christ. We are called to be little Jesuses in the world. And he is the playbook. He is our mission to be Christ in this world in need. But thirdly and finally, Jesus was always very clear with his followers on the team concept. He believed in the team concept. We see this here. He is commissioning them collectively to go out and to serve together. Jesus sent people out together in pairs in Luke chapter 9 with specific instructions, and also here in this scripture passage to be part of a team. So even as we leave the huddle, we go and we serve together out in the community. One of my favorite jokes is about three guys, and they are deserted on an island. And then there's a genie that shows up. You know, there's a magic lamp and a genie who shows up, and they are given three wishes. And the first man, his wish is that he can go and return to be with his family. The second man has a wish, and that is that he can go back to do his work. He says, "I have very meaningful work to do." The third man's wish is, he says, "Gosh, I really miss those guys. I sure wish they were still here." Yeah. You know, friends, as we leave this place, we leave the huddle, we still go out and we serve together. Every week, week by week, we come here. I like to think of a worship service as a huddle. We come, we are given the plays to execute on the field, on the mission field, on the playing field, the mission field of life. But you know, we also go out and we encourage one another in the name of our God. We do that today, very tangibly through acts of service. But even when it comes to our day-to-day, we have people who we journey with, and we carry the mission of life with, of serving our God. And today, as you serve, as you participate in your in your projects, know that God is there with you. You are going out with Christ in service to the world. But also, I want to encourage you to enjoy the company of those you are with. You know, one of our primary witnesses as we are doing the work is not merely finishing the task. I know we have a lot of doers here. It's good, right? I love the doers. Stuff's got to get done, right? Type A, we got to finish the task. The most important thing in our witness is how we love each other and encourage one another, how we lift each other up, how we get to know each other more as we are serving. And that is our primary witness to the community, above all things, is how Christians relate to and care for and lift up one another. So welcome to Serve Chico. Glad that you are a part of this today. Our God has given us plays to execute on the playing field or mission field of life. Let's go out today and serve the Lord our God with joy, with gladness, and with gratefulness. Would you join me in prayer? God, you send us into active service in the world, not only today, but every day. For this morning, Lord, would you help us to serve you with our whole heart? And would you receive it as our act of worship? We do so foremost in how we love and how we serve one another with kindness, with joy, and with care. And God, may we serve this community as though we are serving you alone and rendering it unto the Lord our God. Lord, there's so much need in this world that this may only seem like a mere drop in the bucket. But Lord, every drop counts, and through our deeds, we may change the world for maybe even one person. But that person counts, and we hold that person or those people in our hearts. Lord, our deeds have a ripple effect. We pray that you would multiply that effect, that we would not only have an impact on this here community of Chico, California, but beyond into this region, into this nation, and into our world in need. Would you consecrate here our humble efforts to the glory of your name? And now we offer the prayer that your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.